Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
A lot of people are going to feel me on this one. Amazon, you order a lot. The delivery comes to your house.
Yes.
And there's a guy in a regular car or a girl in a regular car just walking to your house.
That's it.
Icy has a message to Amazon. Now that you have regular people making home deliveries, maybe you should wear a vest with Amazon delivery on. He almost shot at one of these guys.
Oh.
I see, he almost shot at it because he didn't know. A stranger's walking to your house in a car that is not unmarked car.
Right. Yeah.
Dropping off a package. So you're like, wait a minute. Who is this?
Damn.
The Amazon people.
That's crazy.
Give him a uniform. Give him a name badge
or
something.
You're right.
PSA.
Yeah. Gotta love that. So after 11 seasons in the NFL, defensive lineman Chris Long officially retired early this year. Now, over the course of his career, he won two Super Bowl rings and the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And he smoked a lot of pot, a lot of weed. During an interview, Long actually admitted to smoking his fair share of weed on a regular basis, waking and baking, and defended his decision to do it, suggesting that marijuana is less dangerous than booze. He talked about that in Sports Illustrated. Now, if you don't know Chris Long, he's recognized as one of the good guys in the NFL. He famously donated his entire 2017 salary to charity.
Oh, wow.
He's a good dude. And his weed confession, I don't think anyone's going to care about that.
No.
But he smoked a lot of weed.
Might have been high when he gave that money away, though.
Two Super Bowl rings, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and I smoke a lot of weed.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Very cool. Congratulations to Steven from Hartford. He's going to see Juice WRLD tomorrow night at the Xfinity.
That's my cousin.
Very cool. And sometimes rules do apply to celebrities, even celebrities as big as Tom Hanks. Yesterday on Ellen, Tom said he was denied beer at the Stagecoach Festival. So basically how it went down, he'd gone up to the beer stand, but they wouldn't serve him at all because he didn't have a bracelet proving that he was allowed to drink.
He wasn't over the age of 21?
Like, that's when people are taking their jobs.
Yeah, they take it too seriously.
Yeah, they told him that he had to have his ID verified, go get a bracelet and come back. Obviously, he thought that that was ridiculous because he's 62.
Right.
And he's Tom Hanks.
And he's Tom Hanks!
Yeah, so he even tried to bribe them with tickets to go see Toy Story 4, the premiere, but that didn't even work.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
You're taking
those people should be fired. I'm just saying.
Seriously.
I mean, I know they probably asked me for my ID, so I guess,
that's
you know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And a ratchet issue, miss. First of all, why was Hazel E, whatever her name is from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, trying to come at our city girls? And then the thing is, when you out here clout chasing and trying to do a diss track, and you sound like you rap it to ABC's 123 Mother Goose, like, that is horrible. And
Hickory then, Dickory Dock.
Right. And then Jocelyn, first of all, don't ever say you're a Puerto Rican princess because that's J-Lo. She's over here co-signing with Nasally. Like, you know, clout chasing is really a disease, especially when someone's in a big platform. That's why what I say is never say their name. Don't ever say a clout chaser's name. Never respond. Nasally, calm it down.
There you go.
The bars was like garbage doodle.
There you go. That is the issue, missed.
Great.